This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is hour number 3 of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Coach Bob Stoops is set to join us. The XFL season opener is February 18th at Choctaw Stadium in Arlington. Tickets are on sale at XFL.com. They start at $20 a game. And here he is, coach of your Arlington Renegades, Coach Bob Stoops here in the G-Bag Nation. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you guys down here in Arlington and Dallas.
Hey, thanks again, Coach. Seriously, love having you back on. I have a question for you, because as a very successful coach, and the Cowboys are going through this right now with their offensive coordinator, and you've hired Mike Leach, you've hired Lincoln Riley in your career. What does it take? What do you look for, and how do you hire a premier offensive coordinator?
I look for the track record. When I hired Mike Leach, I saw his track record of success at Kentucky, and ahead of that with Hal Mumme. I looked at, when I hired Lincoln Riley, I researched what were the top. I asked my secretary, my assistant, look up what were the top 15 offenses in the United States of America last year. Scoring offense and total offense. And I think 7 of the top 15 or 6 of the top 13, something like that, were all of the Mike Leach tree and Hal Mumme tree. So Sonny Dykes and on and on. There are different guys throughout that, Mike Leach, on and on and on. But every one of them was a head coach other than Sonny Cumbie at TCU and Lincoln Riley at East Carolina. So I said, well, the head coaches aren't going to come with me to be my own coordinator.
Sure.
So I zeroed in on those guys, and Lincoln Riley came in to interview, and he was incredible. And I wanted to get back to a form of not necessarily air raid, and Lincoln evolved to being able to run the football and with the backs we had with Joe Mixon and Samaje Perine and the offensive line that we had, he evolved from not just the air raid system, but being able to run the football. So that's what I looked for, was the track record of success and of moving the football and scoring points.
Well, I tell you what, you have I was just fascinated, because you've had this ability with your staff, and I was just curious about that. I know we'll get into some of these other questions, but when does a coach hire his friend or not hire his friend? Is there something never? Because it seems like to me that coaches that don't have success in whether in college football or in the NFL, when they hire their friends, it doesn't seem like it's the right staff.
I don't know about anyone else. I've hired many friends, and they're only because they're damn good coaches.
Yeah.
I got more friends that I wouldn't hire than the ones I would hire. I got more friends that I would never hire it to be coaches with me than ones that I would. So point being, friends aside, for instance, when my first staff at Oklahoma, I hired Mark Mangino, Brent Venables, my brother Mike, Jonathan Hayes. The next year I hired Chuck Long. They're all friends, but they're damn good coaches.
Sure.
And I knew that. And I knew how they coached. I like to hire people that I know how they coach, what their personality is, how tough they are, those kind of things. But I'm never hiring a friend just to hire a friend. I mean, that doesn't work at all in football.
Well, Coach, we're pumped to have you as the head coach of our Arlington Renegades, but I wonder, how close have you ever been to making the jump to the NFL and taking one of those NFL head coaching jobs?
Oh, there was a couple of times that it was enticing and thought I might. I'll be honest, back in when those opportunities came, I loved what I was doing too much at Oklahoma. I thought overall the college football schedule for a head coach was overall better, your yearly schedule. That is certainly not the case today. If things were different today, I probably would have tried to jump. But at the time when those were serious conversations for me, it just wasn't there. I enjoyed too much what I was doing at Oklahoma. And I thought, again, the overall yearly schedule for the college coach was better overall, but that's certainly not the case today.
Coach, you're a hell of a recruiter. Today, with the NIL money and stuff like that and trying to keep your kids on your squad, maybe having to recruit them twice, has the NIL money made it harder on college coaches?
Well, I don't think there's any question. It's a constant battle now. People recruiting your players, there's no rules. I mean, everybody can, it's like the NFL without any salary cap or any particular guidelines. So, sure, it's made it more challenging, and I still think there's a place for players who want the overall college experience, and it's better at one place than another. If you're only concerned with money, then some places aren't for you, and that's okay. There's plenty of good players out there, and find the right ones that fit your program, I think is still the important thing. But it's definitely made it more challenging.
What about the aspect of the transfer portal now? Do you think that's a good or a bad thing for college football?
Same thing. It's twofold. You can all of a sudden your roster can turn upside down in a couple of 3 weeks, but also you get the right players coming in. You can improve your program in a couple, 3-4 weeks. So it's twofold. I think as much as anything, be careful what you wish for. Some of these players enter the transfer portal and find out the grass isn't greener over there, or they get left out. Nobody wants to pick them up. That happens more than people realize. So it's not always great for them. But I know as a coach, if you want to turn your roster over, you don't have to wait recruiting years, 2-3 years to get the right players in. You can pretty well turn it over fairly quickly by getting the right guys in.
How much fun are you having these days now with the Renegades? Is this where does this rank in terms of Bob Stoops's most fun he's had on the job?
Well, nothing can compare to winning national championships and Big 12 championships, but obviously at this point in my life, I wouldn't be doing it if I wasn't incredibly satisfied with it and happy with it and excited about it. We've got great ownership with Danny Garcia, Dwayne Johnson, Jerry Cardinale, incredibly accomplished people that have a great vision and want to push this, this league forward. I enjoy working with players at this age that really pick up football in a quick way and played a ton of football. So, and obviously they're here because they love it. And as I enjoy coaching football and being on the field, I got to a point where, at this point in my life, I don't want to be in academic meetings. I'm not interested in being in a compliance meeting, an NIL meeting, any other meeting. I enjoy being on the field coaching football, and that's the beauty of this league. It's all about that. And we got incredible guys to work with. You think of just think of 36 NFL football teams. Think of the last five guys cut from every one of those teams. Those are really good football players. And those are the guys that we're working with, and that's been really fun.
Looks like you had a good crowd over there to watch practice a couple of days ago. Are you feeling the love from the fans?
Oh, yeah. There was a couple thousand people overall there that came out and watched practice for a good while, met the players afterwards, and yeah, it was great. And, you know, hopefully this whole area, we want to be a positive part of the community, getting out into the community and you know, as time goes. And hopefully this whole area, you know, everywhere, Arlington to Dallas up to Norman, people love their football. And I don't think I'm the only one. As soon as the Super Bowl's over, everybody's looking for more football, at least for several weeks.
Yeah, I know a lot of our listeners are looking for more. Now, were you guys able to stay on track this week with the weather?
No. No, we had a few days canceled, and hopefully today will be the last day. Seems that way, looking at the weather. And that's okay. We had a lot of good practices in ahead of these last few days, and we'll recover and get back on the field hopefully tomorrow.
What was the XFL draft strategy like for you going into this year? We love team building in the draft. I know we were talking to our buddy Ben DiNucci when he was drafted with Seattle, and he kind of said it seemed like the first round teams kind of knew the quarterbacks they were taking, but I just wonder what that whole process was like for you guys.
Yeah, there's so many good players out there that through working with your player personnel people as well as your assistant coaches, watching a lot of tape and film of what are you looking for? Who are the best players? I mean, that's the bottom line, is who do you feel are the best players? And there's so many out there that, you know, we had our first 10 targeted and probably got 8 of that 10, you know? So and we went by position. So it's just really evaluating who you feel are the best players and who do you want to pick. And hoping no one, you know, as your time goes in the draft, that someone doesn't pick them ahead of you.
Coach, when you're sitting in those personnel meetings watching tape, did it kind of remind you of the old days of recruiting and stuff like that? I know you can't go out and recruit the guys, but you're watching them. Did it just kind of bring back old memories of sitting there putting your feet up on the desk and kind of moving the tags around on those boards?
Sure, evaluating players, evaluating talent. You know, analyzing size and speed and, you know, where would be the biggest difference. That you're evaluating talent is the same at all levels. And you're constantly trying to upgrade your team with speed, with size, with talent. And that's what you're trying to do.
If you had to look at your team right now through the practices and things like that, where would you feel like that you've got some strengths and maybe some of the little bit of weaknesses, if you could play the waiver wires or maybe make a trade or two?
Oh, it's kind of hard to say without being in live action yet, but I really think we've got some really positives with both our offense and defensive lines, which is a big deal. Those parts are good. I think our quarterbacks and tight ends are really positive. I really like our secondary. So, I mean, you know, it's hard to say. I don't want to exclude anybody. But
sure.
I feel good about our talent. I feel guys have been awesome to work with. I mean, we have not had one problem whatsoever anywhere. And, it's been great to work with these guys.
Coach, you know, we'd love to get your thoughts on the Cowboys. Do they need to change anything or just play a little bit better?
Oh. What do I know? Please, no, I would never get in that discussion. Of course, believe in the organization. Being so close, 2.5 hours or so away up in Norman, I always root for them. Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy, they do a great job overall. And so anyway, I'm a Cowboy fan to whatever degree. I always root. Just being in proximity, being close to them, I always root for wherever I'm living at the time. You know, that area, and I know there's so many fans around here. So anyway, just always rooting for the program and for that organization, and they'll figure out what they, you know, how to move forward. And, they're professionals, and that's what they do.
How physically impressive is The Rock in person?
Very.
Do you call him Rock, or do you call him Dwayne or Mr. Johnson?
Yeah, that's a good point. At times I've been around him, I've called him Dwayne, called him DJ. So he's great. Truth be told, he really a down-to-earth, easy guy to be around. Wonderful, wonderful. Comes across so easily, and you can't fake that. So you know, he's just a real down-to-earth, easy guy to be around, and it's been fun to be around him. And Danny Garcia as well, just a wonderful person. And Jerry Cardinale, our other major owner, haven't had a chance to be around yet, but I'm sure we will. All of them have been awesome.
I'm sure the recruiter in you can't help but just pepper the Rock with, like, come on, are you sure you don't want to play? Like, you don't want to put some pep? Maybe not with Danny Garcia, but with the Rock, the recruiter probably comes out.
He looks like he could, you know, no doubt he'd still lace play. He's impressive. Absolutely. He works hard at it.
He does. Would Bob Stoops ever jump in on a Rock workout situation if the owner gave you a call and said, "Hey, I'm in town trying to get a little work in"?
We lose him. We lose Bob Stoops.
Oh,
there he goes. Must have had another interview to get to. Thanks, Coach, for joining us. Head coach of your Arlington Renegades out there. XFL season opener February 18th, Choctaw Stadium, Arlington, Texas. Texas, and tickets are on sale at XFL.com, starting at just $20 a game. Always fun to talk football with Coach.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.